This is the wild, 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 wild world of wild animals. Welcome to the program. Today in this rare recording, for the first time ever, you will hear a new species living in its natural habitat of northern Ontario. Its name is Albertus erectus hathasius. Please enjoy this exclusive audio recording. I'd like to wish you a good evening, a pleasant good evening. One of the cool things about living in Northern Ontario is that the sun goes down really late. I'm talking 10:45. There is still a little bit of light outside. Tonight you're joining me as I walk after the rain. It's been raining all day long. Hasn't stopped. It's 10:09. And there's still enough light to walk around and feel safe. And I needed to go for a walk after a day of doing nothing. The one thing I despise about my job is the fact that I gotta sit on my butt all day. I make the conscious effort to stand up as much as possible. And I didn't get a chance to go bike riding because it was raining. Excuses. So now I'm taking a brisk walk. It'll be about a 45-minute walk. It'll be just over 5K. Nothing special, but still better than nothing. Good thing is there's literally no one on the streets. The rain hasn't even completely stopped. It's drizzling, lightly, very lightly. Just the odd droplet of rain hitting me. I had a chance to watch a documentary tonight. Woody Allen's documentary on Netflix. I don't remember exactly what it's called, but I think you'd find it if you searched for it. I think it's 2013. It's more than one part. I just managed to watch the first part, which was about just under 2 hours long. And it was good. I love to see the creative process. I like to read about people who are doing the creative thing. Why not learn and watch from one of the best of all time? Really interesting. Let's stand by this grate and hear the water flowing. This is how much water fell today. Just streaming on by here. It always inspires me because I feel like I want to. That's a great Northern Ontario sound. I feel like I love to create. And creation is not what a lot of people see. It's not just, oftentimes, just simple. Another great. Let's have a listen. Creation involves a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Unglamorous, solitary work is often the case. Sitting down with a pen and paper or typewriters, Woody Allen still uses. And it's taking ideas and then spinning them around and then taking another idea and smashing it into it. Something unrelated. Comedy is about surprises. Comedy is about taking someone down a path and then suddenly doing a 180 or even a 360, catching them off guard. Forgive me if it's windy a little bit. I don't have any type of windscreen on my phone. And comedy a lot of times is hard work. But I do believe that, just like in any occupation, there are people suited for it a little bit more than others. And those things, I got to cover my phone a bit now. It's raining harder. Some of those things come easier to those people. And it's not a good or bad, or it doesn't make anybody better than the other person. It's just the way it is. It's like somebody can do mechanical work and work with their hands more than another person. Doesn't mean that other person can't do it. It just comes easier to someone else. And I feel that my thing is, I'm able to kind of see a step ahead when it comes to comedy, making people laugh. I've been doing it all my life. It's not a brag. It's just my thing. I love to do it. And I love to do it more, and I like more people to listen to it. And it's good to hear the stories of how other people made that rise to the next level. That's what I like to watch, something like Woody Allen. He started off as a writer, writing jokes. After school, he was only, 15? And he started sending these one-liners to the newspaper. They started publishing it. And then they got picked up. Then he started delivering these lines in front of other people at the request of somebody, and they says, "Listen, buddy, you're not just a writer, you're a comic." He almost quit, and finally he was terrified, throwing up before shows. And finally one day it all clicked, and he got a name for himself. That's just part of the story. I don't want to even talk about that because I'm not going to get it right. But it was cool to see that. It inspired me. So now I'm out walking briskly on a full stomach. You know, when you eat something or several foods that you know you shouldn't have ate, just don't feel great after. That's what happened to me. I had pizza. I had some chips. And I had some milk. Oh, what's my stomach saying to me right now? Well, so now I'm going to have to cut this short. It's getting too windy. And it's raining pretty hard. My phone's getting really wet. Thanks for listening to the From the Hip podcast. I really do appreciate you as a listener. I really am glad that you take the time out of your day to listen to this, especially if you got to this long in the recording today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Audio Mo, she's still going. Month of June. This is Albert, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.